Adam Levine and Lady Gaga, plus Christina Aguilera and Madonna, all in the headlines with Life and Style Weekly as we recap the week that was here on The Ralphie Show. Editor Laura Lane, we'll start off with a story that we covered earlier in the week on The Ralphie Show because I find it interesting on a number of different levels. The feud on Twitter between Adam Levine and Lady Gaga. How'd it go down, Laura?
I think what it is that musicians think that Lady Gaga thinks she's better than them. So what Adam tweeted was he said, "Recycling old art for a younger generation doesn't make you an artist, it makes you an art teacher." Which to Lady Gaga is the biggest diss you could possibly do, considering that her album is called Art Pop and she's been collaborating with a ton of artists from Jeff Koons to Marina Abramovic. So this is the biggest diss that you could possibly say to Lady Gaga.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, as we pointed out on The Ralphie Show, they're under the same record label umbrella. They both have financial interests at the moment, and Adam was on The Ralphie Show back in February genuinely saddened by the news that I broke to him when Gaga had to cancel her tour. So we'll see if these two end up making up. I feel like they will, only because they are under the same record label umbrella.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's just weird because Adam kind of came out of nowhere to just throw this jab at Gaga. So I don't know. Who knows? There could be something behind the scenes that we don't know about that she's done to them off.
Yeah, that's true. Or he's just trying to help her out with a little publicity for the album coming out in November.
Can't hurt. They say any publicity is good publicity, right?
Exactly. Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on The Ralphie Show. Let's move to another coach on The Voice, Christina Aguilera, looking great as of late. What is she doing, Laura?
She looks incredible. I mean, really a huge transformation. She said that she liked her curves before. She had gained some weight, and now she just came out recently. She's going back on The Voice, and she has completely slimmed down. She limited her alcohol, stopped eating out at expensive restaurants where there was very indulgent food, and she's been exercising a ton. So she vowed that when she got back to The Voice, she would look amazing, and she does.
Good for her. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane. Madonna is revealing some interesting things about her dreams. What exactly is she saying, Laura?
I absolutely love this. Madonna admitted that she had a very steamy, sexy dream about Brad Pitt. She said that they were living together in their dream and had a little blonde child, and said that she dreamed about him in bed. So I absolutely love this because I don't know about you, but I've definitely had dreams about sleeping with celebrities. So I love the idea that celebrities have dreams about sleeping with each other.
How do you think Angelina Jolie feels about all this, though?
I don't even think she would care. Honestly, I mean, think about all the crazy sex stuff Angelina's done in her life.
Nah,
I think
point.
A dream about Brad Pitt, she probably loves it. She's like, yeah, my man's hot. Dream about him all you want because I get to go home with him.
All right, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Editor Laura Lane, have a great weekend.
You too.